This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
Well, let's go right to him. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. I love Baldy's breakdowns. Baldy, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Joe, good morning to you, man. I hear Kim sitting next to you there today.
Yeah, Bo, how are you? He's doing great, too. Yep.
I just want to know how those fingers are doing, Baldy.
They're still crooked, Joe. They're not getting straightened out. They're not getting straightened out in this lifetime.
Mine are going in all different directions,
you
too.
I wake up one morning,
the other one's going in another direction.
Yeah. Now, I've got one that's pointing to Pennsylvania. The other one right now is going to the Jersey Shore.
Well, Baldy, I got to tell you, man, this Jets thing, I hate to hit you with Jets stuff, but like you're going, well, this is as bad as it can be, and they lose another game or they're on a bye week, and now they get rid of the GM. And now the word that the owner, if you believe it, I was going to ask you what your thoughts are with the owner saying maybe it's time to bench Aaron Rodgers here after that Denver Bronco loss. What's your take going forward with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and how this thing ends up?
Well, it's not going to end up good, Joe. I mean, it's a disaster right now, and they've got six games left though, and they got a lot of young players. I mean, you got to develop these players. I mean, they've got a bunch of first and second year guys out there, and guys that they paid a lot of money to in free agency. Aaron Rodgers has a contract for next year, but there's going to be a new GM. There's going to be a new head coach. Does anybody really want to come there and deal with the 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers right now? Especially the way that he's playing. If he was playing good, well, there wouldn't be any of these changes. But he's not playing well. And so they need a quarterback. They got to make a change there. I mean, it's a tough situation for the players that are there right now. I know some of these guys real good, Joe. I mean, all they've done is lose. And so these young players, if all they do is keep losing and finishing out the season and all you see is turmoil, like, do those guys want to be there? I mean, I know they're getting paid money and they got a contract, but still, you look around and, losing stinks, especially if you're a young guy and maybe you came from a college like maybe Alabama where all they did was win. And you're like, this is not what I want to sign up for. It's tough.
Hey, Baldy, I got to ask you one final thing about Aaron Rodgers, who everybody's talking about. As a matter of fact, I think the more he talks on his shows, the more he's disliked overall by people. But so first of all, if Aaron Rodgers, they say, hey, we're going to go a different direction, you think he keeps playing? Would he go somewhere to be a backup? Does he like it that much? Or it's either I'm a starter, or do you think he just finally says that's it?
No, I think the writing's on the wall. I mean, nobody wants to finish a career the way his career is going right now. It's going off a cliff. Like, you might as well just get out and get to the next step of your life and next phase and say you gave it your best shot, but the Achilles gave out, the legs don't work like they used to.
Right.
And I just don't think many teams are going to offer them, some kind of an opportunity to compete for a job or a backup job at this point.
All right, so I got to ask you, the Belichick, who's on just about every NFL show that's possible right now, he's getting a paycheck from and obviously wants to coach. Does the Jacksonville or Cowboys thing make sense to you at all, that he could come back and coach again as a head coach the way everything is?
I'll tell you, Joe, I'm at NFL Films right now. I left last night at 11 o'clock. His car was here. I got here early this morning. His car was here. He might be, doing coaching hours right now. He's here. He's working. I think he's really looking at the whole league, looking at trends in the league, looking at, coordinators that he likes what they're doing. I think he wants to coach. Dallas makes a lot of sense to me. They need a change. We kind of see what's going on. He needs a good GM, to upgrade the talent on that team. But Dallas, would make a lot of sense to me if he was interested. Like, I think, you know, Parcells went there when nobody could win, and he turned that team around, put him in the playoffs with Quincy Carter as his quarterback. Like, I could see him going to Dallas and working with Jerry Jones and making that thing work.
Yeah, I was going to ask you just a follow-up to that whole thing right now is the whole Jerry Jones after games. He talks before the head coach. I know it sounds like a small thing. Belichick's never had that before. How's he handle the Jerry Jones, and now he's got to answer not only questions about his team, but whatever Jerry Jones just got done saying?
Well, it's a good question, Joe, because Jerry never met a camera or a mirror he didn't like. that could be a little bit of a roadblock right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might have to work that thing out. I'm sure Bill wants to keep everything just in-house, doesn't want anything to get out.
Right.
He's going to be the only one that speaks. It's going to come. His voice is the only voice that gets heard outside of maybe the quarterback if he's playing good. So there would have to be some sort of arrangement right there where Jerry can't go on every single talk show the way that he likes to.
All right, so can I bring it back here to South Florida? We won a couple.
Good.
We're now 4-6. We got the Patriots, a good chance to go 5-6 before a Thursday night game against the Green Bay Packers, but the Dolphins are clearly playing better football over the last month since Tua's been back. We've been going through this thing. It's still, listen, you're 4-6. You still got a road ahead of you, even to get to that 7th spot. Could you see with what the Dolphins have left on that schedule, Cleveland once and the Patriots this week and the Jets twice still, that they'd have a chance to make the playoffs?
Well, I mean, they got Buffalo twice, Joe. So, you know, I mean, that's always been their nemesis right now. And they played them. I'm sorry about that.
They played them both. Yeah, they're done.
They've got games up there, you know, that they played Buffalo twice. But they've got the Patriots. They've got the Jets twice. They've got Cleveland. You know, you've got some real winnable games. San Francisco, I'm going to see them this weekend. You get them down there. The way Tua is playing right now, I can see them, you know, making a run here because defensively they're very good. And I don't know. I don't see anybody moving Zach Sealer or Calais Campbell or Benito Jones. Those guys look great to me inside. And so if the defense keeps playing like they are and Tua keeps getting rid of the ball as quickly as he does, you can see him stacking some wins right now.
Yeah. Now, hey, listen, I got to ask you, too. We get to see Drake May this week for the first time. What's been your take on him with this big rookie quarterback class in the first round? Drake May got a chance?
Well, he's 2-2 in his last four games. He's playing pretty good football. He's getting the ball to his wide receivers. He's averaging over 9 yards every time he runs it, Joe. He's very athletic, and he's got a good arm. And he stays in there, and he takes his shots. I thought he played pretty well last week, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought they had a real chance against the Rams deep into that game. It was a 6-point game at the end, but I thought he played pretty well. And I like what I see from him. You know, it's not a very talented offensive line, but the way that they're kind of using him right now, the way that he gets the ball out quickly and he sees the field pretty good, I think they've got a guy that they can build around for the future right now.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Hey, Baldy, getting back here. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to have another year of a lot of coaches getting canned here. I was just looking at the list, potentially, of teams that...
Yeah.
Boy, what are we at? Five over under on five this year? What would you think? Jacksonville looks like it's done.
Yep.
The interesting one is Riz, who we know real well down here with what he's doing with New Orleans, has got him playing a lot better football. But, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of guys just not that thing in Dallas, obviously. A guy put his house up for sale. You know that's never a good sign right there. But what do you think?
The better sign is if coaches don't buy homes, you know,
yeah, right.
They just rent. No, but, I mean, obviously, you know, we've got changes already coming. Jacksonville, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. I mean, Dallas is a dumpster fire right now. They got to make a change, whether Mike is the reason or not. I mean, the roster's not very good. I mean, you can look, I mean, do they make a change in Cincinnati? Do they make a change in Cleveland? There's just a lot of bad football and a lot of bad football teams right now. And if you look at a team like, say Washington, like Washington got themselves a quarterback and a coach, and they're very, very competitive right now. And so the Raiders need a – do they need a coach? They definitely need a quarterback. If you don't get the quarterback, then you always need a coach and a general manager because they all get fired when that doesn't work out.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of changes this year. I don't think there's any question about it.
Baldy, why is it nobody's talking about what's going on with the New York Giants in that organization? It, to me, it's as bad as the Jets right now. And I guess Brian Daboll is you know.
I think it's benefit of the doubt, doesn't he, yeah. Baldy? A little bit, the head coach?
Well, I mean, look, they're going to their 13 quarterback after they benched their starter in the bye week right now. They paid, the backup $5 million guaranteed to come in and be the backup quarterback, and they're going to the 13 quarterback. They're just – all they're trying to do is right now with DeVito coming in is maybe giving the fans some hope and something to get excited about. But, look, they got to get that quarterback situation straightened out. The running back they let go in free agency might be the offensive player of the year, probably leads the league in rushing before this season. That never looks good.
No.
I don't know if the coach and the general manager could save their jobs. They're a little bit more stable than most organizations, but I don't know if – this is the 100th year of the New York Giants football. Like, this is a horrendous season. So I don't know if anybody can save their jobs right now.
Hey, Baldy, before I let you go, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or other for MVP right now for you?
Josh probably jumped to the head of the class after beating Kansas City and playing as well as he did. I don't think you can lead Jared Goff out. They're the number one offense in football. They might be the number one seed overall before all this stuff gets said and done. So I think you got to put Goff into that conversation as well.
Baldy, great having you, man. Really appreciate it. You take care of yourself. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you. All right. Talk to you soon.
Brian Baldinger joining us. What do you got there, Woody?
All right, that was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
You put mayonnaise on?
I put mayonnaise on a lot of stuff. I do. I put mayonnaise on tuna sandwiches.
Yes.
BLT, extra mayo on a BLT.
Correcto.
Right?
Correcto.
And like if I have chicken salad. You know, I put mayonnaise on a lot of things, come to think of it.
Thanksgiving, will you throw it on turkey there, too, with a little turkey cheese?
No doubt. Yeah. Slather it. I would slather it on there.
Yeah, heavy. Yes, no, heavy. I'm a heavy doser,
heavy
too.
Heavy mayo on there.
Yeah. I put on damn near everything, man.
You know what? I've seen
some. I'm not a ketchup guy, though.
I got to tell you this. I saw someone put mayonnaise in a hot dog, and I had to go no on that one. I won't do that either.
I'm with you.
Mayonnaise on a hot dog?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, no, and I've seen how you like your hot dogs and your stomach, obviously.
Ooh.
You don't have heartburn problems.
No, well.
You may have problems at the other, but I've seen you load up a hot dog.
I can stand those. That's all right.
Man, you are. You're an animal on that friggin' loaded hot dog. All right, hey, we got a lot more stuff with Kim Bocamper. When we come back, a lot of stuff to get to here. You got to check out the podcast, man, if you haven't. We're going to come back and tell you more about that. But I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I do talk a lot about it. Because I had low T and I had ED. And I got to tell you, when you have that combination, it's no fun. I'm telling you, first of all, energy level was way down. Gained 25 pounds because you're not exercising, you're not active like you're supposed to be. Sex drive was gone. I go, oh, great, now I got this problem. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I did. I went. I really didn't want to go. And went down and met with the best thing I've ever done. You ever go to that party you weren't excited about going, and as you're leaving, you're going, damn, I just had a great time. That's what it was like going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today if you're going through it, and you have a pretty good idea if you are going through it. They'll do all the testing for you. You'll get your results right there. You'll meet with a licensed medical provider, a professional that they have in there, and they'll go through everything with you. I have 6 locations throughout South Florida. You are in for not good, but you are in for great results. Everything from the bedroom to working out like you used to. You just, one day you go, wow, I got a lot more energy. It's back. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Set up for the holiday season. Treat yourself to meeting with Atlantic Men's Clinic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody here. Man, it's already Thursday. Time is flying. We're a week away from Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, that's going
to
be nice.
I'm going to be thankful to be with you in Green Bay.
I'm going to be thankful to get off that field in Green Bay, I can tell you that, because I expect it to be pretty cold.
How many times you checked on the weather, see what it's like?
I only saw it one time, and I didn't want to look at it again. It was, I think, like 20 degrees or something like that, one of those. I may be sitting up with you and Jimmy up there.
Hey, Bo, what's it look like down there?
It's a little looks chilly great. Down here, Joe. A little chilly down here, I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, after that Kansas City game, Bo.
You know what the problem is? No clothes for that. I have no clothes that can withstand that.
You don't exactly, though. You're bad about it. You don't.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of. I hate jackets. I hate wearing jackets.
No, but then you're down there. You're like asking the team, "Can you grab one of those?"
No, look, I've never used one of their jackets. I've never used any of their equipment at all. I've never used a piece of their equipment. I've never asked for a beanie. I've never asked.
I'll be going,
for
"Hey, Joe.
I know.
Hey, let's get rolling on this." By the way, Bo, Out to Pasture podcast is rolling along. Dave wants that.
Wow.
Still going strong. By the way, looks great.
Yeah.
Taking care of him still staying active, doing a lot of Chicago stuff right now.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
But it's funny, he's got these things I can't get out of my mind. I know Dolphin fans don't want to hear this, but he won the last playoff game for the Miami Dolphins. And then for Chicago Bears fans,
won their last playoff game.
Road game.
Yeah.
Last playoff road win was his. So he said, "Yeah, I've got both those."
But you know what he's got? He's got great. You know, he talked about Ricky Williams went to India, that whole story about that, and you know, he's right in the middle. He built that offense for Ricky, and all of a sudden, like,
I'm done.
2 or 3 weeks before, I'm done, you know?
You remember all that stuff came out, the reason I did? I never, Ricky was different. If you tried to figure him out, you know, he was a good guy, but he was different guy. He goes, "Man, way too many carries. Like, Wanstead's killing me for these carries." I'm like, I thought you'd like that.
So talk about Ricky being a different guy. You know, one time I asked him, because I read something about one of the guys that was in the Hall of Fame, and the Heisman Trophy. And he mentioned his Heisman Trophy ring, this guy in this article. So, you know, Ricky's doing a little press thing, and you know, then when he's done, I just kind of said, "Hey, Ricky, can I ask you something?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, I said, "You won the Heisman Trophy." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, I go, "Did you get it? You have your Heisman Trophy ring?" He goes, "Oh, you know what? Hey, I forgot all about that. I just forgot to pick it up."
What?
He gets a Heisman Trophy ring, and he just forgot to pick it up. He goes, "Maybe I'll." You know, it was when he's playing for the Dolphins, and he goes, "Well, maybe I'll call and check if it's still there." Like, really?
But I got to ask you another question. Did you have to go out there with TV and try to find him in Nevada City?
I did. No, we went to, you remember, it was a year we played Seattle, and then we played San Francisco, and it was a Thanksgiving.
That's right.
It was a Thanksgiving week. So we're there in Thanksgiving week, and me and I don't know if it was Lewis or my other guy, Dave, and the station calls go, "Hey, Ricky's up in Grass Valley."
Yeah, Nevada City, Grass Valley.
He's going to the University of Ayurveda, which is like some, you know, psychic, you know.
Yeah.
Go find him.
Yeah, the meditation guy.
Go find
him. That's right.
So we got in a car. We drove up there. And, Joe, you know that area of California. We pulled off. We pulled off the highway. I forget what the exact place of it was, and so we pull in. You know, California. No one uses air conditioning. You just roll down your windows, right? So we roll in there with the we get off the highway. The smell of it was like pungent. Yeah. You could just smell. It was like
very high quality
very
marijuana.
High quality
up in that area. Yeah.
And just thick.
Yes,
almost like fog in the air.
Right.
So we're driving around and we're pulling. Hey, we actually did. Hey, have you seen Ricky Williams around? No, man, I haven't seen him.
So everybody's trying to track him down.
So, well, where's the College of IU Verita? Some guy goes, oh, it's right over there, you know. So we drive down there, and you know what it was? It was an old motel. You know those? Remember those outdoor motels? They had the kidney-shaped swimming pool. They all had it, and they had a little office. The office was the University of IU Verita, and all the other ones were like little people doing crochet, you know, and making little, you know, little musical.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a hippie enclave.
So you never found them?
No, hell no, never found them. No, we just drove
on this wild
goose chase. Hey, you know, the stations do stuff like this. I remember when they found out they were going to get Shaq. Right?
Yes.
And Shaq was living up in Orlando. He lived in Idlewild, this neighborhood in Idlewild.
Right, couldn't get rid of that house. Had it for a long time.
And so they sent me and this guy up to go look for Shaq.
Oh, my God.
So where am I going to find Shaq? What am I, just go look? And so I knew, you know, I knew where he lived. And I had been there. I played golf there before. And I don't remember we could just go in. So we go up there. And then we, you know, we go to Idlewild. And now it's like, you know, it's like trying to get into the White House.
Right.
There's a gate, you know. So we pull up and I go, hey, yeah, I'm just looking to look at some houses in here. No, turn around and get the hell out. So we're sitting across the street waiting to see if he comes in or out.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours.
Right.
And I call back to the station. I said, hey, look, we've been sitting here for 2 hours. He hasn't come in or out. What do you want us to do? Do you want us to come in? No. Go ask one of his friends. Ask one of his friends where he hangs out. I go, how do I don't know him. How the hell am I going to know his friends?
Oh, my God.
So I found out where a gym that he works out at. So we go to the gym. I went in and I said, hey, how much does it cost to work out here for a day? They go, you know, I had 20 bucks. So me and the guy, we went to a Kmart. I bought workout clothes, paid 20 bucks, went and worked out. I ran into one of the players in there.
Oh, my God.
Carter. What is a...
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter, one of the guys that played for the Magic,
yeah,
was one of the slam dunk guys.
Wow.
He said, yeah, Shaq comes in here every now and then, but he's out of town right now.
That's crazy.
So I call up and boom, we were out of town, and so we go back. So.
Well, listen, that's part of the podcast, by the way, to everybody that we love for you to check it out. We got a lot more, a lot of great stuff coming up.
Out to Pasture Podcast. Podcast.com. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it on Apple Music. You can get it on iHeart Podcast. Anywhere you get a podcast. And on YouTube, you can get to see the video and check everything out.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Dave Wonstead is a great storyteller, man. He is very, very entertaining.
The longest one we've had. We usually go about 35 minutes. We could have gone an hour and a half with him.
He got into recruiting.
We trimmed him off at about 47 minutes. Yeah.
You remember who he said was the best recruiter he's ever been?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No. How about the best player he's ever put? Let's
that too.
That. You're gonna have to listen to the podcast.
That's a good teaser.
Best player that Dave's ever been around in football.
Yeah.
Think of all the people he's been around.
Well, listen.
Cowboys, Dolphins.
Oh no, he's
University of Miami, Bears.
Right. No, he's done it. It's good stuff. Hey, thanks, Bo. Appreciate it, man. We got a lot more coming up though. Don't go away because Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network. Bees, you still there? Okay, good. Bees is next.